Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She said only use her first name, and I was like, girl, we wouldn't do that to you. We've never put anyone's last name out here for Am I the Jerk?
Hey, well, we're not going to start today either.
But I love her dedication. Please don't use my last name.
Just making sure.
Amber wrote in, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for cutting off her neighbor's hot water. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs. I think she hit us up on Facebook. But okay. Amber said, am I the jerk, Allie and DZ? I live in a duplex with one shared washer and dryer in the basement. The hot water to the washer runs from my hot water heater. So my downstairs neighbor washes constantly, and this has led to no hot water for me to wash dishes or shower. So after a conversation I had with them, they'd been pretty respectful, started only using hot water for whites. Recently, and for the last month, they've had family come over just to do laundry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because we don't have a water bill. I had another conversation because I was back to having no hot water in my unit. The washer's running for days at a time now. I come home from an 18-hour shift the other day, also on my, oh, too much information, also on that time of the month, okay, and was dying for a hot shower.
Sure. No, I get it.
Guess what? No hot water. Mm-hmm. I'm done talking at this point, exclamation point.
She's mad. Red mad.
I went in the basement and followed my hot water line to the washer and closed the line off.
Now you're turning off your hot water, too.
Right. Are we going to go up and down every time? You got to take a shower?
Come on now.
Get a gym membership, shower there. No. Now the washer can only run on one setting, cold.
Ouch.
Am I the jerk? Amber. So Amber had had enough. She went and cut off her neighbor's hot water. This is pretty far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's but the landlord?
She's already had conversations. I mean, thankfully, they don't have a water bill. Because I was going to say, like, if it's coming from your...
That would set me off.
That would be one thing. But free water, right? Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote, free water.
Which is the problem. That's why they're inviting everybody and their mom over to do laundry.
That's not okay.
Which is so annoying.
That is not okay. Obviously, you got to get the landlord involved on
well,
that, man.
And but I invite my friends over, but it's my own house.
A house. Not a duplex.
Not a duplex.
That you rent. Obviously, they're renting because... Neither of them owns.
Right.
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 Right. It'd be one
jerk.
Thing. It'd
is she
be one
the
thing.
Jerk for cutting off the neighbor's hot water?
Ah, dog. This one's a tough one because I hear where she's coming from, but that's unnecessary behavior, in my opinion.
Are they going to know?
Of course they're going to know.
What? They're going to run the wash on and it's going to cold's going to come out and they're never going to know.
True.
I just thought about that as I said it out loud. How I would guess, you know what it ran on?
Fair enough, but then you're hurting yourself because now you don't got any hot water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, I don't know. It's certain things that you did you really need to go to this extent?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you're hurting yourself as well.
Somebody said you are definitely not the jerk. Hell no. Somebody said sounds like it was only turned off at the washer. Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Talk to me like I'm a handyman.
So you don't have to turn the hot water off at, say, the water heater. You can trace it all the way to the hose, and maybe I misunderstood that. So if they traced it to the hose and went to the hose at the back of the washer,
yes,
you could turn it and turn the cold water on and leave the hot water off.
Somebody said, not the jerk, but what's the neighbor using for hot water?
They got, oh, wait, that's a valid point.
Oh, my God,
point.
I have so many questions, Amber. And then somebody else said, not the jerk. They share that washer and dryer. And since they have their family using it, not only does she not use it, but she doesn't get a hot shower either.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said hot water isn't free. You have to pay the gas to heat it.
Yeah, but if they're not paying, for whatever reason, they don't have a bill. Right?
The water bill, yeah.
Whatever water bill, whatever heat bill, they might not be paying.
They might not be paying the heat bill.
Could be included in the rent, right? You know how some agreements work out.
Somebody said Amber is the jerk.
Ooh.
If you've had conversations with the individual and it's leading nowhere, talk to your landlord. Don't go turning on hot water off. Okay, we are split down the middle.
Here now
we
you're
go.
Messing with somebody's house. That yeah, I get what they're saying with that.
Okay, well, you can text just like these people. You can text us at 414-533-1037. And that number works for text or phone. Same number for both. We see your text coming in. Oh, Amber texted in.
Really?
Yes. This is Amber. The hot water still runs to my unit, just not the washer.
So she did cut it at the washer. Bet. Mm-hmm. Perfect. But then why is the hot water for the washer running from your unit and not theirs?
She said she didn't want to get the landlord involved. Okay, so we know a little bit because he's a jerk. But somebody else said, who washes dark clothes in hot water? You guys, I wash everything in cold, and that's another argument for another day. We can fight about it later.
I wash everything in hot. What y'all trying to do? Yep.
Stop.
Trying to fight me? What?
Yes, but that's another topic for another day. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The phones and the texts are hot right now because the Am I the Jerk has to do with Amber, who turned off her neighbor's hot water because they were running the laundry too much. And her hot water goes straight to their washer. Mm-hmm. So she went down to the washer and undid the hot water.
Said, forget y'all, man. Y'all done.
Once they started bringing their family over to do laundry, she had enough. Olga's on the phone in Milwaukee. Olga and Louisa. But Olga is the adult. Olga, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning, morning. All right, talk to us. What do you think?
Is she the jerk?
I think that she's not the jerk because of the fact that mainly because I've showered with cold water. It's not fun. It's horrible.
No. Yeah, who likes cold showers?
Especially after an 18-hour shift.
True. Especially after an 18-hour shift. And, like, honestly, like, I'm going in there expecting hot water. When I go in there and get hot water and then it gets cold, I'm like, what in the hell?
Right. Yeah. You get home, you live by yourself. It doesn't matter who you live with. You get home and you know that shower's waiting for you. You're expecting some hot water. That's true.
Yeah.
You want to
be the clean. Biggest reason also is because she invited her whole family over, or like the neighbor invited the whole family over to like wash clothes. I feel like the neighbor's the jerk, honestly.
That's disrespectful.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, it sucks both ways, but she says not the jerk.
Yep.
All right. Thank
Appreciate
you for calling,
you.
Olga. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Rico's up next, and Rico is in Milwaukee. Hey, Rico.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Do you think Wepa. Amber's a jerk? Wepa.
Yeah, I think she's a jerk. She could have the common courtesy, you know, at least to go and talk with them, say, hey, you know, you guys are watching a lot. Could you maybe cut it down? You know,
she
and
did.
Even if the land.
Rico,
oh, she did?
Yes.
Again?
She's done it multiple times. Now the family's, the neighbor's family in the duplex is using the laundry as a laundromat.
Let me reread the line.
Yeah, well, she. Rico, yeah, I'm
she
sorry.
Said,
go
no,
ahead.
It's okay. She said, after a conversation, they had been pretty respectful and started only using hot water for whites, but recently in the last month, they have family now coming over doing laundry all the time.
And all the hot water's gone again.
Again. That's where she said. Still jerk, Rico?
Yeah, I still think she's a jerk. I mean, you know, even if you have your family coming over, I understand, but they could even take less time and doing more laundry all the time and not do so much on a daily, you know, kind of spread it out throughout the month. So it wouldn't be such an issue.
Well, and I agree with the person who texted in. They won't even know. This is why
they
won't
even
the jerk if you would disconnect the hot. I don't. If it's only to the washer, how would they know?
Yeah, it's only going to be to the washer. It's not to the whole house.
True. But y'all can't feel the temperature difference when you put your hand inside of the washer after a load is done?
What kind of psycho switches things immediately? Don't you let them sit in the washer for hours like everyone else? What's wrong with you?
I try not to.
What's wrong with you?
But what duplex only has one boiler?
I don't know. I don't know what a duplex.
Yeah. So, well, Rico, for whatever reason, it must be that hers is closer to the washer and dryer that they both share in the unit, and then theirs isn't. For whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can paint the picture in my head to where awkward Milwaukee-style builds where there's one heater on this side, one heater on that side, but the connections to the washer are way closer to, you know, her neighbor, Amber, rather than the other neighbor.
Somebody texted in and said, Amber's a jerk. So many questions. This isn't your house. Who? Why doesn't the other unit have its own water? We don't know. No. Whose washer is it? Everyone's.
Yeah, but she should just really call the manager. Call the manager. She, it doesn't matter if she has a problem with them. You know, deal with it. I mean, be an adult and that's it. You know, it's that simple.
Okay. Well, she texted in and said the landlord's a major jerk and she didn't want to get him involved. That was all she said.
Well, that sucks. Slumlord.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call, Rico.
Time to move.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
Man. Bye, Rico. Sticking to his guns. He says, jerk.
He went the other way on that.
It isn't her property. I hear what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Get the landlord involved, even if they are a jerk. It's their property.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Find the neighbor's water heater and run it to theirs. Tried to be polite.
Okay.
Ah, that is kind of funny. Last but not least, our girl Mila's on the phone. Look at you with your own theme song.
Coming in strong.
Finally, Mila.
Morning, Mila.
Okay, Rico said jerk. Are you actually going to go that way? Which way? Is Amber
the jerk? Not the jerk. Not the jerk at all.
Okay.
She's not the jerk for a couple of reasons. Okay, first, let me say this. No house in Milwaukee, Wisconsin comes without a water bill or a heat bill. So even if they're not paying it, the landlord is paying it.
True.
And if the landlord is a jerk, you really don't want to get the landlord involved because the people who are using the water, their rent's going to get raised. So I commend you, Amber, for trying to be nice to them and not giving them any extra bills.
You know what?
The neighbors are the jerks because why do you have your family members coming over to wash when you know it takes up the hot water from your neighbor?
Because you don't care. Family over the chick you don't know that lives above you that you don't care about, right?
I guess.
You're like, I guess.
Hey, but that's your neighbor. You got to deal with your neighbor when your family not around. I am not trying to hear that.
I'm not trying to hear that
because that's the neighbor where you get the cup of sugar from. That's the neighbor where, back in the day, you could go to my grandmama's house and borrow a whole chicken as long as you paid it back. You do not screw your neighbors over. I am so hot right now. Oh my God.
Dang. I can hear it, Mila.
Hot is a mug because the neighbors is out of order. They got this woman taking cold showers. They're not being respectable. And you got your raggedy family coming over here using all the hot water. Tell them to stay at home or go to the laundromat. I bet you they ain't offering up no rolls of quarters. Oh my God, I'm tricky.
Okay. Bye, Mila. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Lay back. Have a great day.
You know, she's so mean. She goes off and she goes, love you guys.
Bye.
She's like, from one to the next.
Which is why we love Mila so much. It was a hot take, not the jerk.
Somebody texted in, statistics show cold water is better to wash clothes. I don't know anything about that. I just wash on cold because I don't want anything to run.
Okay.
Somebody said, then move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not always the solution.
That's
we know that.
A lot easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else said, not the jerk. I love this for Amber.
What do you love for Amber? That she's taking cold showers?
No, that she went and disconnected the... They love that for her.
Got it.
Yeah, they were saying not the jerk.
I love that she's being petitious like this.
And then somebody said, Mila's the best. She's on point.
Say less.
Go, Mila. Get it, Mila. Okay, she got her own cheering section.
Mila got a fan squad.
Her squad.
Go, Mila.
That's awesome. Well, overall today, not the jerk.
Wepa.
Sorry about that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.